98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Rebecca here with Russell in for Brendan this morning. I'm still manifesting that the Spice Girls will announce maybe a residency for their 30-year anniversary.
Residencies are all the rage, in fairness. You know, it's I can't be bothered travelling everywhere.
You come to me
and hike up the price of the hotels. It's a great strategy.
Unlike Victoria, go on, say yes to
please,
us.
Please.
Let's make it happen. 30 years since Wannabe this June.
She needs a distraction. Just saying.
And I don't know about you, but I have been playing Not Such an Innocent Girl on repeat.
Non-stop. Apparently movie makers actually want it to be used. Yeah, there's a whole thing that there's a couple of film studios that desperately want the soundtrack of Not Such an Innocent Girl to be included in the movies now because of the resurgence.
Wow.
It's wonderful to see.
Absolutely gas. Well, it is a bank holiday weekend and we're celebrating St. Bridget's Day.
Yes. And across Dublin, actually, Dublin City will be celebrating women all across with lots of different events. There's a great guide of things at dublin.ie/Bridget. But there's going to be lots of artwork, so there's going to be projections on the GPO, the Hugh Lane Gallery around Dame Street. Lots of great artwork. And there's going to be, I love this, there's going to be a parade on Sunday.
Ah, brilliant.
Starting on Capel Street. I've seen this in the past years and it
Capel
looks
Street's
incredible.
Deadly, isn't it? So many fab restaurants.
So many.
Yeah.
Like you will eat like a king walking around there. And there's great global flavours as well all along there. It's a fantastic place.
And I remember going and doing karaoke in one of the spots there before. I wonder if that's still going.
Oh, I bet it is.
I'm sure it
we
is.
We should try it out.
But that's great. They're doing a parade to celebrate St. Bridget.
Yeah, it's a great event. And again, it's a new bank holiday. It's great to be able to celebrate and see all the great things that can happen. There's also a fair taking place, the Inbulk Fair at Meeting House Square. On Monday. So that's going to be a lovely weekend.
Great, loads going on. And then later on this morning, we're going to be catching up with Louise Cantillon, podcaster, broadcaster, to chat more about St. Bridget's Day and the festival happening this weekend. So looking forward to catching up with Louise.
Absolutely.
I love her podcast, How to Quail, as well.
She's incredible. And that podcast is brilliant. If you're not too au fait with the Irish language, you can still get in with it.
Yeah, but also, it's mad when you're listening how much comes back to you. We know a lot more than we realise.
Oh, absolutely. It's always there. We learned it for years.
Exactly. Come here, did you see that Barry Keoghan's new hairstyle has broken the internet?
I'm obsessed with it. So I've heard it's not a wig?
No, that's his hair, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, from looking at him. So how would I describe it? Do you remember how everyone looked in around 2008 when they were on MySpace?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, his hair is kind of, it's emo-esque. The fringe is quite big.
Yeah, don't go into my MySpace, by the way. I definitely did not have hair like that. I swear, I promise.
Did you have, a streak of bleach?
I was full emo kid.
Yeah.
Like, I was 100% full emo kid.
I loved all that music.
Central Bank? Fantastic, great
That's
place
where
to
you
hang
would
out.
Have found Russell in 2006, 2007. But Barry Keoghan, he's changed his hair because he's doing that new Beatles biopic.
Yes.
So is he Ringo?
He's Ringo, and then Paul Mescal is Paul McCartney. And the photos of Paul as Paul. Paul. Wow.
Oh, we look so like him.
He's so like him. And when they were cast, I was kind of like, I don't really see it.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
He looks so like Paul McCartney. And also, Paul Mescal's going to be singing.
Is he?
In the movie.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, because I remember seeing a clip of him doing Phantom of the Opera in Kildare, you know, back in the day. And he's a great voice.
And I remember there's a charity thing around the normal people time and he was singing in that.
Yeah,
and
so
it was
he's going to be very good.
Voice. Yeah.
So those Beatles movie, also Harris Dickinson's in them and Joseph Quinn, who lots of people will know from playing Eddie in Stranger Things. So everyone's changed their hair slightly to obviously get in the role. But Barry, it's just a dramatic look for Barry, isn't it?
It's very different.
He's got great hair.
Ah, he's got the range.
Yeah.
He's
and
fantastic.
If you're wondering what it kind of looks like, just look up Russell on MySpace.
That's been deleted, I promise.
Oh, God. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM. Good morning, or how do you say it in Italian? I'm not really too sure. To Mario. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, thank you. Big hello to all of you in Ireland from Italy. Mario's listening in every day to 98 FM. Well, good morning. I've switched my Duolingo discipline to Italian.
Have you?
Yeah, I moved from Swedish just for a little variety.
Say grazie mille.
That's all I really know.
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening.
Exactly, thank you. Anya and Colester, my little win is that I get to see my cousin last night after 5 years living in New Zealand.
Aww.
The catch-up, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, lovely. Love that for you, Anya.
Family reunions. Martina's been on with a little win.
My little win is that I've managed to leave the house with my son on time this morning, and he wasn't even too grumpy.
Oh, yay. Go on, Martina.
That's a big win.
Here's Sean.
Morning, guys. My little win today is going to spend last night in our house until we move into our forever home that we just bought.
Sean, congratulations.
Oh, congrats. That's an amazing
I hope you get a nice takeaway. Maybe get a 5-in-1 like Russell.
Delicious. I highly recommend.
Rice, chips, curry sauce.
Shredded chicken and chicken balls.
And Sean, congratulations to you guys on your forever home. That's so, so exciting. What an achievement. Here's JP.
Good morning, Rebecca and Russell. My little win is I finish up tomorrow and I'm off to Thailand on Monday for 15 nights of glorious sunshine. And it's even better. We were just there 4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
JP.
Would you send us a postcard?
So jealous.
Yes. Wish you were here.
15 nights.
15.
Oh, have an absolute ball.
Love that.
And
enjoy.
Prakia's been on.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brent. My lesson win is today's my mom's birthday. On holidays, can you please say happy birthday to my mom? Thank you.
Prakia, happy birthday to your mom today.
Happy birthday, that's so cute.
Oh, guys, thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. Martina, Sean, JP, Prakia, we're sending you out a 98FM trolley key.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
She's bored.
Cloaks.
And I'm a sash gun.
98FM.
Oh, well, Russell, first of all, I want to say thank you for sticking on me fake eyelashes this morning for Matchy Matchy.
My pleasure. I just hope you can reciprocate it to me later on this morning.
Not a bother. Welcome to our favourite game, Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win phenomenal prizes. Just three words stand between you and all of these.
Soup up your life with this fabulous soup maker.
Win a motor racing voucher.
A Dyson Airwrap.
Wrap yourself in a trader's cloak.
Win a cheese board, a candle and a massage gun.
Shop like crazy with a €200 grocery voucher.
And say hello to your new friends when you spend a morning hanging out with a gang of alpacas.
Oh, the alpacas, I'd love to meet them.
They sound great fun. And also, do you know what's great fun? Those trader's cloaks.
Yeah.
We decided to rock around the office in them the other day. And, you know, Rebecca, you suit it.
Thank you. Just call me Fiona, the secret traitor. Good morning to Joanne and Coolock, who's playing Matchy Matchy on the school run. How's the traffic?
It's actually fine this morning. We left super early so we could pull in and have the conversation with you ourselves.
Oh, God. That is top tier listener right there. Have you any nice lovely plans for the weekend?
We're actually off to City Hall tomorrow for the wedding showcase because we're getting married there in 2 more years.
Oh,
that's
amazing.
So exciting.
It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, so we're excited about that now.
Oh, amazing.
Oh my God, it's honestly like breathtaking when you walk in. That's going to be such a gorgeous ceremony.
Yeah.
And come here, Joanne, so it's yourself and your partner Chris going tomorrow. When you go, do they have other suppliers there that you get to look at?
Yes, they do. Yeah, loads of other vendors and stuff like that. Oh.
It's like a giant pick and mix of all the things to make the perfect day.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Glorious.
That's super exciting. And Joanne, who else is in the car with you this morning?
I have my two sons, Jackson and Dawson, who are regular listeners. We listen every single morning.
Oh, thank you for listening. Have you guys had a bit of a family discussion about who you want to play with?
We're actually going to play with yourself. My partner was on before Christmas and he played with Brendan. So we're going to go Rebecca to
Oh,
Netflix.
I'm off to the soundproof booth. Thank you so much.
Swappy, swappy.
Swappy, swappy.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm actually kind of excited about pressing the buttons for this. Okay, Joanne, just get the envelope here. Okay, your first word is bucket.
Bucket.
Bucket. B-U-C-K-E-T.
Bucket list.
Bucket list. Your second word is burger.
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 Burger King.
Burger King. And your final word is master.
Master. Master. Master Chief, Master Plan, we're going to go with.
Master Plan. Okay, let's go through them and see how we feel. For bucket, you said list. For burger, you said king. And for master, you said plan. Joanne in Coolock, are we locking them in?
We're going to lock them in, yes.
Fabulous. Let's get Rebecca Shackleton back into the studio. Here she is, pepping her step. Oh, hello, hello, hello. How was it in there?
Absolutely fabulous in there this morning. There was a candle lit. I think maybe one of the fancy ones were given away.
Oh, fantastic. Hopefully we have another one. We don't want to give away a half burnt one.
We need to stop opening up the prizes.
Absolutely, it's terrible. Okay, Rebecca, your first word is bucket.
Okay. I'm stuck between two. There's two options coming to me here. Bucket, list.
Your second word is burger.
Burger. Burger bun.
And your third word is master.
Master. MasterCard.
Okay. For bucket, you said list. Burger, you said bun. Master, you said card.
Hmm.
Rebecca, have you got a match with Joanne in Coolock this morning?
Oh no. Oh, I was so excited. Oh. I was hoping and praying. Did we get any?
You got one at least.
One?
You got
Which
one.
Did we match
you
at?
Matched on bucket. Bucket list.
Oh, we both said bucket list.
Yes. For burger, Joanne said king. And for master, Joanne said plan.
Oh.
Which is
guys,
a great one.
I'm so sorry we couldn't do it this morning.
That's okay.
Enjoy the showcase though and have a
Thanks
fab
so
bank
much.
Holiday.
Thank you. We'll
Thanks
send you a 98FM goodie bag in the post
Thanks
as well. All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Well, we will be back next week with a brand new prize in Matchy Matchy. We still haven't got a win, but if you would like to play any day, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Russell, you're going to be talking about wieners.
I sure am, but first up, there's something about Mary.
What a song.
What a Shackles. What a Shackles. What a song. Shackles by Mary Mary there. I told you I'm not Ron Burgundy. I'd like to tell you about Mary and Brian Heffernan, okay? They live in California. When they found out they were expecting their first child, they wanted to carry on a very important family tradition.
Yeah.
Not out of the ordinary there. It's quite common here in Ireland as well. Most of the women in Mary's family share the same name.
Mary,
yeah.
Literally.
So even before the first child was born, they knew that they were having a daughter. Mary already had her name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Things got a little bit complicated, though, when they had not one, not two, but three more daughters.
Oh.
So what do you do there? Do you go...
I'm like, would you call one Marie?
Mm, yeah, that would be the normal.
Mary,
thing.
Marie, yeah. And...
Aunt Maza.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. No, they decided to keep it up and name every single daughter Mary.
Oh, that would get confusing.
Very confusing. They said, once we started, there was no going back. Brian and I wanted to carry on the tradition with our first daughter. We never thought we'd have just girls.
Yeah.
Now, Mary, Mother Mary, let's call her, clarified that all of her girls go either by their second names or nicknames.
Okay.
So that's how it kind of makes it a bit easier. So you've got Mary Frances. This is like sister act here. You've also
Mary
got
Clarence.
Mary Clarence. You've got Maisie, who's named Marjorie.
Right.
You've got
a lot of M's.
A lot of M's. And then you've got Mary Jane as well.
Okay.
So you've Mary and then all the second names.
So there's
names.
Different variations.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Each to their own.
I like traditions, but sometimes it's a bit complicated. Mary, come down for your dinner. It's a great time saver, though.
True.
That's the handy thing. Next up, The Simpsons is full of classic quotable things and memorable songs.
I actually quote The Simpsons quite a lot.
Well, my entire life. Everything I'm saying right now is actually a Simpsons quote. Season 6 episode, A Star Is Burns, is one of the episodes.
A Star Is Burns.
It's the one where he makes the movie. It's the movie festival.
Okay.
Yeah, Don't Cry For Me, I'm Already Dead, Barney Gumble type of thing.
Yeah.
This song features in it, though.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
So that is from an ad in America for Oscar Mayer. It's a wiener brand. It's a hot dog brand.
Yeah.
Hams, bolognese, all these different types of things. But as part of their advertising campaign, they use a mobile, they call it, a car,
yeah,
shaped like a hot dog and a bun called,
yes,
the Wienermobile, which is pretty incredible. So Maybe we should get them instead of 98FM Thunders. Who knows? It'd be quite cool if we're driving around in hot dogs. Well, mark the date, May 22nd, because this is the day the Wienermobiles will compete in the Indianapolis event called the Weenie 500.
The Weenie 500 is happening this May?
This May. It's a 2.5 mile race. Happened for the first time last year and was so good they had to bring it back. Each of those cars features different toppings and representations of different states and different favourite hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they just,
bit of mustard.
They drive around and then the winner of the whole competition gets to go in and drive into the Wiener Circle.
Sorry, yes. I was going to say, I was like, the Wiener of the competition.
Yeah. Last year's winner, Slaw Dog, because it had coleslaw on it, is trying to return.
Coleslaw's a good topping.
Coleslaw is great.
Yeah, but I do just like a classic mustard and ketchup.
Mustard and ketchup and a bit of crispy onions. Bring me to IKEA. Well,
you're a wiener to me, Russell.
I'm a wiener, baby. That's Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Yeah, she's a Gaelgor, broadcaster, podcaster, and an all-round Bonrian. She's very much into her Celtic folklore, though, too. And given the weekend that's in it and the celebration of St. Bridget's Day, we thought, who better than Louise Cantlin to come in and tell us all about it, give us some insights into this amazing festival. Louise, welcome to 98FM. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, Jeremy Lamar. How are you?
Happy we're great.
Bridges weekend.
Happy Bridges weekend to you. And Louise, what are you doing to celebrate St. Bridges Day, first of all?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I have it in my diary to get up and go for a sunrise swim. Now, I don't know what the weather we've been having. Is that going to even be possible? So if I'm ruling that out, then I'll just do like a little cacao ritual. I am that pagan queen.
Gorgeous.
And then I'm doing a live show with my podcast, Girlos, How to Quail, down in Kildare, the home of Bridget, on the 2nd actually, which is a bank holiday Monday, but close enough, start of the month, and yeah, lovely way to kick it off. And
absolutely fabulous.
Amazing. What do you expect to happen at it? I'm hearing that there may be Bridget Cross making at this event.
You know what, not at our show, but I'm sure there'll be loads of Chris Bree. It's the time of the year to do it. We're kind of going to lean into the whole Imbolc idea of, I suppose, it being like the start of the spring.
Yeah.
Fertility, womanhood, and we've got an amazing guest joining us. I think I can give you this little exclusive.
Oh, go on.
You're going to love a bit of this now, Brendan. This is a bit of you. Her name is Bridget Campbell, and she's a Scottish piper, an incredible piper musician, but she's also a model with Dior. Like, come on.
Sorry, the absolute glamour of that.
Incredible.
Oh my gosh, so there's loads going on this weekend. And Louise, have you always been interested in folklore and your Celtic roots?
Yeah, do you know what? I think it goes hand in hand a little bit, Leis an Gaeilge, as so much of it is interlinked. And I feel in the language itself, it's all, you know, references to the land and to a lot of the pagan roots, you know, come from the pagan calendar. And Imbolc, or how we call it, say, Bridget's Day, is a big turn in the calendar. And that's an important one to mark. So I suppose through the Gaeilge, yeah, it's intrinsically linked. And it's something I love and find a lot of peace and maybe take a bit of my own spirituality from.
Adore. And let's talk about How to Gael briefly. I believe you're going on tour internationally this year.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, the notions. So we have one of our Colleenie Sheveny work has got a little baba on board. So she's not going to be with us. So myself and Darren are taking off and we're going to London. We're going to Paris and we're coming home and we're going to do a show in Dublin and Cork as well.
Oh, amazing. Wow. When is the Dublin show?
The Dublin show is in the Ambassador on Easter Sunday, would you believe? What a great day. Yeah, the top of O'Connell Street, the only place you want to be of an Easter Sunday. I think that's April the 5th. And it's a gorgeous venue, the Ambassador, and it's going to be a lovely show as well.
Brilliant stuff, Louise. So where can people get tickets for your Ambassador show and for your live show this weekend to celebrate St. Bridget's Day?
Yes, please go online, howtogoel.com. All the links are there. The spirit of St. Bridget is the festival in Kildare this weekend. And I should just say it's happening right across the weekend. So look, I know it's going to be a rainy one, but all of these venues are indoors. So what better way to take cover from the rain and celebrate Bridget?
Brilliant stuff, Louise Cantlin. Thank you so much for joining us on 98FM's Big Breakfast. And you can listen to How to Gael wherever you get your podcasts.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.